with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump about to take the stage at a campaign rally in Powder Springs, Georgia. Last night at a packed house in Madison Square Garden, the former president told New Yorkers he'll reverse problems brought on by the Biden and Harris administration, starting with inflation and illegal immigration, and restore the American dream. Meanwhile, the campaign is distancing itself from some of the controversial content at the New York City rally last night.
One of the headlines from Trump's event at Madison Square Garden was the comment by a comedian who described Puerto Rico as a floating island of trash. A Trump campaign spokesperson said the joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign. On the same day as the rally, Vice President Harris visited a Puerto Rican restaurant in Philadelphia, and her team was quick to criticize the Trump rally rhetoric. Greg Clugston, New York.
Meanwhile, despite the fact it was a big success from the standpoint of the Trump campaign, President Biden says that the rally actually was inappropriate.
It's embarrassing. It's simply embarrassing. It's beneath any president, but that's what we're getting used to. That's why this election is so important.
Both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris hitting the battleground states hard, including in the state of Michigan over the weekend. It is one of the top prizes among those states with its 15 electoral votes. Pennsylvania has more at 19, Wisconsin has 10, and North Carolina also has 10 votes up for grabs. Much of the violence threatening Israel coming in conjunction with UN efforts to aid Palestinians. Now, Israeli lawmakers are set to vote on a pair of bills that place new restrictions on the UN agency responsible for distributing the aid in Gaza. Those bills would strip the agency of its legal immunities and limit its ability to support Palestinians in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 200 points. This is SRN News. A new look at America's attitudes about the LGBT issue.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 66% of adults support gay marriage. However, 57% say your driver's license and other government IDs should bear the gender you were born as, not the one you may be living as now. Americans are split on laws that would bar a parent from helping their child undergo a sex change operation. 47% support such laws, 49% do not. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Law enforcement agencies across the country are cracking down on the troubling spread of child sexual abuse imagery created through artificial intelligence technology. Justice Department officials say they're aggressively going after offenders who exploit AI tools to create harmful imagery involving children. This is SRN News. Boeing is looking to raise $19 billion in a new stock offering.
The company says it plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes, which may include paying down debt. Last week, Boeing factory workers voted to reject the company's latest contract offer and continue their six-week strike. It's halted production of some of Boeing's best-selling jetliners. Rich Thomason reporting.
Quarter Pounders returning to the menu this week at McDonald's after the company said testing ruled out beef patties themselves as the source of the E. coli poisoning that left one person dead and more than 70 others sick. Those who ate Quarter Pounders in 13 states. The company says that the FDA still suspects the culprit is slivered onions, and those came from one single supplier. So the Quarter Pounders working their way back onto the menus at the restaurants they were taken off of. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 311 points and the NASDAQ up by just about 80. This is SRN News.